This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Coins crack me up because I always tell Alec, I'm like, they're just pogs. Like, that's all. They're just fancier pogs.
I remind my husband, like, I've gotten a few myself. Uh-huh. And I let him know, like, he has, like, one of the little shelves that holds them and displays them, like a display case.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a conversation topic. It's really neat the way some of them look. And stuff like one of ours is, I say ours because he has one and I have one. And it is
coins.
The hilt of a samurai sword. It's like shaped like the hilt of the sword. Ooh. With like, yeah, a spot for the sword blade.
Cool.
Like people get creative. Some of them are like poker chips. Some of them are shaped like the one for the chapel I worked at is shaped like the chapel with Mount Fuji and cherry blossoms in the background. And I let him and other people know. I remind them. I was like, Alex has not earned all of those. Three of those are mine.
You let him display your coins?
I don't have a display case for my three coins.
Maybe you need one.
I'm like, I'm a decorated military spouse. That's such an ugly sentence. I can't even say it with a straight face. The sillies are strong tonight.
They are. It's going to be good.
Welcome to the Adventure Mamas podcast. We are Nikki and Ashley, and today we are talking about theme parks. Some people love them. Some people hate them. What camp do you live in?
I think I'm somewhere in the middle. They're not my favorite, but I don't hate them. So it really needs to be like the right.
Mm-hmm.
The stars need to align in a certain way.
Without kids, like pre-kids, did you like them?
More, I think, more than I do now. It's more complicated now, like everything. Yeah. Gets more complicated with kids.
For sure.
But I also like when I was younger, like a teenager, I really liked rides.
Mm-hmm.
And even before kids, I started, like, I don't, like, they made me sick. They weren't fun anymore.
So.
is what it is. What about you?
I've always loved them. recently, in the last few years, I've started to get sick. But, I love them. I want to talk about which ones we've been to, but pre-kids, like every year, there was a music festival that my church would go to at a theme park at a Six Flags near home, where the whole park was open with like multiple stages. And we would go every year to that. I've gone to Six Flags Over Texas. I've gone to Fuji Q in Japan, which actually holds several roller coaster records. And I went on the one that I think had the highest G-force at the moment, at that point in time. There was one that had like the highest, or like it had the record for like highest inversion or something. So like you went straight up and then you didn't even go straight down. You went like backwards, like, and down. Like it was such a steep drop, and it was pretty much like straight up. And then you went down and you almost like scooped back on the downward incline. Trying to think, Tokyo Disney and Disney Sea. Lots. And the ones with kids that I've gone to have been Disney Sea and Busch Gardens and Water Country. I've done less with kids, but man, like, that was my jam. Pre-kids. Not the theme park. What about you? Which ones have you been to? With and without kids.
So growing up, we were pretty close to Six Flags. We did that pretty often.
Which one?
Six Flags Great Adventure. It's in Jacksonville, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And Disney World, both as a kid. And we've done it once as a family with my kids. And then Busch Gardens, the one in Williamsburg, both with my kids and as a kid, and Water Country. So similar.
Yeah.
Minus Japan.
It was a neat. I would go back, man. What is your favorite and why?
Oh, Disney World. There's no contest. Disney World is like the theme park of all theme parks. Oh, I have been to Universal Studios.
Oh, yeah. I forget about
it. I forget about it.
Sorry, Universal. It's very enjoyable.
Yeah.
It's just pales in comparison to Disney.
Yeah. Well, I went with a college boyfriend, and he really wanted to do Universal, and I was like, no, we're like Disney. I want to go to Disney. And he's like, if you're going to make me go to Disney, we're going to go to Universal. I was like, fine, whatever. I don't remember much about it, but I was there.
Yeah, I remember it was similar. I had a friend of mine whose husband tragically died, and they hadn't gone on their honeymoon yet. So I went on our honeymoon with her a couple years after he passed. And same thing. We did SeaWorld and Discovery Cove, which was magical. But then, like, I think there was an option for either Disney or Universal. She wanted to do Universal, and I was like, why? Why would you opt for that when Disney's right there? But I was like, it's your honeymoon, I guess.
I guess you can choose.
It was fun. I enjoyed the day there. But if I were given the choice, there would be no choice.
I have also been to SeaWorld. That reminded me. Again, forgot about it. Although, the SeaWorld one's a funny story that I'm going to tell now.
Please do.
It was like Ashley is a child family vacation. So like my family and my grandma and maybe one of my aunts. I don't remember. But anyway, so we go to SeaWorld. It's like something we tacked on to our Disney World trip. It's to go to SeaWorld. And we're there. And like halfway through the day, there is a fire in the park. So they have to evacuate the whole park. And my grandma is on the local news being interviewed.
What did she say?
I don't remember. I was like 7 or 8. I don't remember. And they had to give everyone like forever good passes to come back because they had to literally shut down the park.
Because, like, you have a lifetime pass or like your...
No, just like a one day ticket that never expires. So like can be used at any point ever in perpetuity for one magical day of SeaWorld. I know. It's not great, but mostly it's just funny that my grandma was on the news.
SeaWorld is cool. I have mixed feelings.
As an adult, I have they're not even mixed feelings. I'm not a big fan of SeaWorld. I would not at this point take my people there.
I will say that I don't hate their efforts at education and growing love for sea life and the environment. However, I feel like they've reached a point where that goal has been accomplished and now there's an entire generation that's like, no, we love them enough that we don't want them in a tank. Mm-hmm. And they're like, but then we don't get paid. And that's where my conflict is like, okay, but like, where do you catch that in between?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. If it was, you know, for love of animals and to inspire a love of animals, then you should have put yourself out of a job a while ago.
Yeah. Or even like rescues. Like, I love zoos because they do so much research and rescuing and stuff like that. But like, those whales aren't rescued any longer.
No. And they're mad.
They're stolen from their whale mamas.
So SeaWorld is low on our list.
Yeah.
What's the top of your list?
Disney.
Yeah.
Do you have a specific Disney park or like Disney for the, so I'm a wee bit of a nerd. I'm not in the financial spot to be in the type of nerd who goes all the time, but if I won the lottery, you would see me at Disney every week, especially since I only live a few hours from it right now.
Like, this is true.
But I do love some Disney. I'm a big Disney nerd.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Disney?
Like my favorite park at Disney World or my favorite? Okay. Probably Epcot. I'm a weirdo. I love Epcot. Every time I say that, my mother's like, but why? That's her Universal Studios is Epcot. She's like, do we really have to go to Epcot? I'm like, yes.
I would love to do Epcot kid free.
Yeah.
Like, I want to eat and drink the world at Epcot and not be entertaining children because there's not as much child entertainment.
Yeah, my kids didn't love it quite the way I wanted them to. That's for sure.
I haven't been to Epcot since I was a teenager. But on our honeymoon, we went to they've renamed it. It was like the studios, animation studios or something, the park. Mm-hmm. But
Hollywood Studios, that's what
Hollywood Studios. Recently, before we got married, that's where all the Star Wars was.
Mm-hmm.
So that is how I convinced my husband to do Disney on our honeymoon, was we did a Disney cruise, which was magical. And then we did during hurricane season. So like, you know, you win some, you lose some. We took a gamble, but we were able to afford a Disney cruise during hurricane season. And then we did a day at Hollywood Studios and have a picture of us as newlyweds with Chewbacca.
What more could you want?
And we bought huge lightsabers that didn't fit in our suitcases, and we had to bring his carry-ons onto the plane. They're super cool, though.
That's really cool, fabulous.
But I think just like Magic Kingdom has got to be. It's just so much whimsy, especially with children, like the parades and the fireworks and the light shows. And
yeah.
That was one of my favorite memories from doing Tokyo Disney. My oldest was, only like 3 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And his face of just awe and delight at the lit up parade.
Oh, that's one of my sweet
favorites. So backpedaling it a little bit to getting to a theme park. Getting there, traveling. We've talked a lot about road trips, so I don't feel the need to dive in too much. Just like normal road trip. I will always bring a stroller or wagon. I will see how big I can fit big kids into it. If it's like a long family vacation, like if we do Disney, but it's also intimidating because I know that Disney is a beast with like their stroller and wagon policies.
Yeah. When we did Disney.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
My middle was my youngest, and she was maybe two.
Oof.
Which means my son was four. We bought it specifically for Disney. It was a like double stroller, but it was an umbrella stroller. So it folded up pretty flat, which made it good for traveling, bad for storing stuff on. Coming from the double bob, which had so much room for all my stuff, and then the little dinky stroller, we ripped the fabric like that same week that we had it at Disney. Also, with your stroller at Disney, there are specific places. If you've never done Disney or you've never done Disney with a stroller, there are specific places you need to park your stroller while you are on a ride, and there are people who work the stroller parking lot, and they will move your stroller to better accommodate the strollers. So just because you left your stroller in one place in the stroller parking lot does not mean that's where it will be when you get off the ride or whatever you were doing, which was so frustrating to me because I somehow totally missed that was a thing until like the third time it happened. And one of my sisters was finally like, no, they're just moving it. Like, it's fine. It's like, it's not fine. I didn't know.
Yeah. Did that sister have kids?
I assume it was one of them who did. Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like, I don't know, like mom alert mode. Like, my stroller has my purse in it a lot of times, and I probably wouldn't at a theme park, but like my yeah. purse is kind of like my car. Like you don't touch it. Like you do not freaking enter into my stroller.
It's a sacred space.
Yeah. I do know. So I haven't done Disney with kids yet. Someday soon. But Busch Gardens has strollers for rent, and I have not rented them, but I assume that that would be an easy option. We also were there all the time, and if I paid for renting from there every time, it would have been unnecessary. But keep in mind too, with Busch Gardens, and I'm assuming Disney probably has something similar to that I never paid attention to because I didn't have kids at the time. There are trolleys and there are buses and there are so many modes of transportation in between at Busch Gardens, the parking lot and the actual park. Yeah. And at Busch Gardens, they cannot move your stroller if a kid is in it. So lifting my double stroller onto the trolley, like, it was a two-person job with kids in it. Once my kids were old enough, I just folded the stroller and put it on the trolley and sat the kids in the seats. And then baby wearing is just so much easier at theme parks. Like,
yeah,
just strap them on, yeah. And then you play my favorite game called Sweater Pee. Is my shirt soaked with sweat or pee? Who knows,
that is
really?
So fun. The other day, there was a third option for me, and it was vomit.
Oh,
that was good.
Oh, no, no. But yeah, and just being mindful of what, like, that's probably my biggest overarching tip for every theme park is look at their website. Don't just wing it with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Look and see, because I was shocked the first time I went to Busch Gardens and I was on my own. And thankfully there was another person getting on the trolley who was very kind and helped me lift my stroller. At that point, I don't even think it was my double. I think I had the single stroller and then the baby strapped on me.
So like you really weren't lifting that stroller on your own.
Yeah. Cause I had a baby on me. And she was new. She was new. So she was not one, like she couldn't sit up on her own. So I couldn't sit her on the seat.
Yeah.
And lift a stroller. Thankfully there is a kind stranger, but just look at it in advance and know what's going on. Take pictures of your parking spaces. All these policies, like I know that there's a lot and it doesn't need to be overwhelming. And that's easy to say because I'm overwhelmed by planning a Disney trip. But just being aware of what's around, which is also the biggest thing with rides, is getting on the website and knowing what rides there are for your kids and what there's not.
Mm-hmm.
Like kind of framing those expectations for your kids. Cause my kid sees the roller coaster, the huge roller coasters, like as we approach a theme park, and it's like, I'm going to go on that. And I'm like, no,
actually, friends, you're not.
They will not let you on that.
Yeah.
He actually hates roller coasters. He might be warming up to them, but he was so excited to go on like his kiddie roller coaster and then cried after getting off. And then was like, I want to go again. And I was like, I don't want you to go again.
That was stressful for me, and it was stressful for me to watch you. Yeah, we almost always make sure to measure the kids before we go. And a lot of amusement parks will also have it like right when you walk in to measure. I know Busch Gardens does, and it's really helpful that they have
right color coded.
It's color coded. Yep. So you measure your kid, you find out which like color they are, and then every ride right up front will be like that color, and you'll still be able to measure them there, but it is much easier to avoid disappointment that way.
Be like, yeah,
these are the rides that we can do today, these are the rides that we cannot do today. And then also when you're one adult with multiple kids, figuring out what that looks like, because we have had some disappointment around that with my crew.
Yeah,
in terms of either me being pregnant or having a baby and just what logistically we can do and what the restrictions are.
Yeah. Because there's some too, there's a few different categories, even within rides that our littles could get on. There were some that required a parent. There were some that required no parent, but your kid had to be able to like sit on the toy horse, you know, like, mm-hmm. I think it's like the Clydesdales or something. It's not the carousel. It's smaller, but like your kid has to be able to be on there independently and a parent cannot be with them. There's several like that. And having to tell like my kid, like, no, you can't, like, this one isn't for you yet. My middle was kind of like that, like, no, honey. But then there's some that were really great and easy to just pick them up and plop them in the airplanes at Busch Gardens. Mm-hmm. Busch Gardens is the one I did most with children. So that is kind of my gauging point. Disney Sea and Disney Tokyo with my oldest was a potato.
Right.
He sat on my lap we did like lap rides. And he sat mm-hmm. on my lap. And I got some weird looks when I was like, can my baby sit on my lap on this? For a couple of them, they were like, no. Your just policy doesn't ask. Hate it. Really wanted to go on that rowboat.
The water park, too. The water park has been rough for us. Because the kids really like the water park. And my oldest can do the rides.
Mm.
And a lot of them, he can ride by himself, but I don't want him waiting for the ride by himself and going by himself to do the ride. So we're in that weird space where it's like, you are capable of doing the ride, but it's all the other stuff.
Yeah.
That I don't want to just like send you off. You're not old enough to wander the theme park by yourself.
He would beg to differ.
He would, for sure. And like, your sisters can't do the ride. So just managing expectations has been, I mean, it's always a balancing act with multiple kids, but trying to set expectations like, you know, there was some disappointment this summer, but my son knew that if it was a trip with just mommy, that there were only certain things that we were going to be able to do.
Yeah. Which brings me to the big overarching rule of theme parks. Number two, one being look in advance, just know what's there, what their policies are, what rides there are. Like look at the website, read the website. Number two being bring a friend.
Yes.
Bring a grown-up friend. Because we've gone many times together. And
yeah,
many different seasons. You know, some of the one was when I had little littles, mm-hmm. like babies. My second and my third were baby. I don't know if my third ever went with us.
I think so, because I was pregnant.
Yeah. And you would hang with the baby, because that was the other mm-hmm. season, was you can't do a lot of things pregnant. I looked it up, because in Japan, I went to an indoor theme park with my brother and sister-in-law while I was pregnant with my first. And I was like, what do you mean you can't ride this ride when you're pregnant? And I was like, I waited in line. I was like, I'm going to look this up while we wait in line. I think that they're just being overly cautious. Like, this is absurd. And I was like, oh, no, it's actually, like, I need my placenta to remain as is.
These are real risks.
Yeah. So, okay, I'll set these out.
Think that I'm capable of standing on the carousel and holding my toddler? Yes. That's probably not a real risk. However.
Yeah. They've let me before too. And so
I think it depends on the employee.
I think that there's that gray area, and
when you're holding like a newborn and standing next to a kid, I think that like for sure somebody holding like a little potato in their arms on the moving carousel probably isn't great. But I feel like a baby carrier, like if I have free hands,
yeah,
we're fine. But they probably don't have all that nuance written into their procedures.
Right. There's not really a lot of room for nuance either.
Yeah. But yeah, so being able to toggle off where like you were pregnant, so you were not able to ride some of the rides. So you held my little baby and I would take the bigger kids on some of the rides. Yeah. And even just having that, like, you know, one of us, I know we did the water park where one of us would walk the stairs with the kids or like be more supervising, like in the wait line. And then the other was at the bottom catching.
Mm-hmm.
Because with little kids, like that's kind of scary, that like that plunge after the water slide. So just being able to tag team it is, even though there's more kids, like there were 5 kids between us.
But it's somehow easier.
Yeah. It's so much easier. But yeah. Or even like I found like I had to trust strangers somewhere. Even if like the baby was in the stroller or something, but I had to park the stroller and there was no line, because that's one of the great things about theme parks with young kids in the middle of the day or kids rides. They don't get long lines usually. Yeah. An adult roller coaster line is so much different than a kid roller coaster line.
Mm-hmm.
So like there wasn't like a long wait or anything, but I have to leave the stroller to go put my big kid on the ride. Or my bigger kids, like, actually on the ride and, like, trusting, like, that's stressful for me. Like, the, I'm over here, but I can see the baby. But it really doesn't take, like, you know, worst case scenario, a stroller is easy to walk off with if somebody wants to be malicious.
Mm-hmm.
So having those two people is just so much easier to divide and conquer.
For sure. And I think my kids have more fun when their friends are along too.
Yeah.
Just in general. Like, they're thick as thieves, the two of them, but they also appreciate when there's new friends. Or, I mean, friends. Like,
yeah. Friends that don't live with you.
Mm-hmm.
Our crew in the Lazy River is one of my favorite memories.
So cute.
They had such a blast.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Like, they floated it so many times. We kept being like, okay, we can get out here. They're like, no.
No. I live here now.
Same. I love a lazy
neighbor. Right? I'm not mad about it.
We kept getting yelled at, though, because they kept ditching the tubes. And, like, they're like, there needs to be somebody in that tube. Or, like, every person needs to be in a tube. And we're like,
yeah,
juggling they just a lot here. The like, they just want to swim the lazy river. Come on, you tell them to get in the tube. Or, like, there was, like, one tube with 5 people and a mom outside of one. Like, 3 empty tubes. Like,
yeah. Like Chinese fire drill with inner tubes. Just like, how many different inner tubes can we ride in? All of them? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, and like that's not like complex, but man, some friends on a tube on the lazy river. It's the best.
Happy as can be.
I do not have any advice for waiting in lines. It's like while we're on the topic of rides, like other than being so grateful that the kids' lines are short, like at Disney the lines were not short, but thankfully my boy was a potato. What did you do in the lines at Disney? How did you manage that?
We did like a lot of word games. My kids were old enough that we could do like I spy type things. We would play like 20 questions. I usually gave them snacks while we were waiting in line. And I try to lower my expectations around how they're going to act while waiting in line for something. Like they're little and homeschooled. Like they do not have a lot of experience waiting in line. And like, I need to remind myself of that frequently, that like, as frustrating as it is, they are learning how to be in a line and wait their turn in real time, in a real life situation. And it is not always good. Sometimes it's downright bad.
What I'm hearing, though, is that you can take your kids to Disney and call it a homeschool field trip.
Oh, for sure.
Learning so many social behaviors. Waiting in line.
Why is Epcot my favorite park? That's geography for a whole year. And science. Okay. Done.
And culinary arts, home ec. Could we call it home ec in a stretch?
I think so. I think for sure we could. That's what the food and wine festival's for, right? Not for the children. They're not drinking. Just Bobby.
A reasonable, responsible amount, let it be known to the internet webs.
Yeah. So a lot of like question type games. Taught my kids some songs like while waiting in line. Really? Just like whatever I can think of in that moment to keep them pacified. Disney has a incredibly helpful but incredibly complicated like line skipping lightning pass.
Is it still called Fast Pass?
When we went, it was called like Genie Plus. And I think they've renamed it since then. And the rules are different again. It was very complicated when we were there. Luckily, I was mostly passenger princess on that trip. It was like a big family trip. So my mom was there and my brother-in-law, and they're both like huge Disney nerds, and they took care of all of that for everyone.
Perfect. Was it like on your watch or something? Like I've seen some weird, like my like cousins.
Yeah. No, it's a magic band and it stores everything for your whole trip.
And for so like ever, like you can use it for future trips too, I believe.
Yes. Yes, you can. But like it has everything from like your fast pass type stuff. It has your room key on it. It has, you can link it to your wallet to just like tap and pay.
That's dangerous.
For sure. For sure. We are living in the future and it's terrifying.
But also unleash me in Disney with a band that does everything.
No.
It could be magic. Oh, it would be magic.
It would be magical, but the credit card statement would differ. Less magical.
I don't see that. I have a husband that sees that. But then I get the lecture from the husband.
So I was about to say, even if you're not the one who sees it, sometimes it's gifted to you.
The stress is handed to me, that's for sure.
What have you done?
Oh, like with the card.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I was like, what have you done? I'm like, fast bands with rides, with theme parks, with what? Where are we going?
No.
Just what have I done? Great. Unleashed, free, and Disney. Got you.
Yeah.
All right. Meals at theme parks.
Bring that food in.
Is anyone every surprised to hear that we pack our meals? A shock to anyone at all?
Don't think so.
I have seen some people get turned away when they have a hard cooler. I think their hard cooler was even smaller than my soft cooler.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've never been turned away with a soft-sided cooler.
Nope. Do with this information what you must, but regardless of what their food policy is, the phrase, "we have food restrictions," is usually a green light for whatever you have brought in.
Yeah.
That what you will. It works.
Mm-hmm. And like, we do have food restrictions. I don't eat that food.
That's how I'm restricted.
There you go.
I have food budget restrictions too. I'm not paying for that food. Go ahead. I don't think the food at like Busch Gardens or Water Country is an experience.
No.
Disney World food, some of it is an experience. Some of it is not that great. Some of it is an experience.
I've eaten at Busch Gardens before and I was not impressed. They have some treats that are nice, and we do pick like one thing per outing. That might vary if we're going for multiple days, but I haven't done multiple days with my crew yet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we'll pick one thing. It's usually like an ice cream or a slushie. But no, like I've never been impressed with the meals there. And again, like with Disney, with, in an ideal world where I had no budget constraints, I would eat my way through Disney.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the meals weren't amazing, but some of it, like Little Mochi that's shaped like the alien from Toy Story. Yes, please. All of them. Every churro. I need every flavor churro. I don't personally need every flavor popcorn. Do they do popcorn in America? The different flavors? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do they do churros in America?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dole Whip, I feel like, is the big trendy one still.
I've never had Dole Whip.
It's pretty yummy.
Is it vegan?
Sure is.
Hey. Yeah, I haven't.
Disney is really good with vegan food as well, which is nice.
Yeah.
When we were there, it was a work, like, it was every eating establishment had at least one vegan option.
Yeah.
It wasn't always the most kid-friendly vegan option, but every place had one. And that was also the trip that we discovered that Uncrustables, those little like peanut butter and jelly things, those are vegan. And those are pretty easy to come by in Disney as well. So everyone ate, everyone survived, as we always do.
The food on the Disney cruise that I went on, like, oh my gosh, incredible. Every meal. The buffet, incredible. The big fancy dinners, like everything. Give it all to me.
Need to get on a cruise.
Man, I would love to take my kids. Also, Disney cruises have childcare.
Mm-hmm.
And it's included in your cruise price. It's not additional. So, like, you want to...
Be grown-ups,
go to the adult-only section of the boat, which they do have. You can. But also, the kid-friendly things are so magical. In the atrium at one point, they had princesses singing live music with a grand piano and princesses singing and girls, like little girls, coming down in their princess gowns with their dad and dancing like a ball. And I stood kid-free, newly married, on like the third deck looking down on it, just sobbing.
That's how precious the most magical thing. I love that.
Yes. Some like little fairy singer girl saying, "Oh, a dream is a wish your heart makes," as little girls in princess dresses come out. And then Mickey Mouse comes out and starts like waving at the ball, and I'm done. I'm like,
I am deceased.
And I'm there like, can I go say hi to Mickey? I'm like, I'm not in a princess dress, but I want to dance with Mickey Mouse.
This is your honeymoon, yes?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. Okay. It's too late to turn back now. He was stuck.
Yep. He wasn't too surprised. I'm pretty sure. This is hilarious. I'm going to check. I'm going to fact check myself right now. But I'm 98% sure that his profile picture on Facebook is still us on that cruise. It is.
It's adorable.
Wearing a Pluto and a Goofy hat. Can't see my face, but that's me.
Recall the photo. Yeah.
Maybe I'll share that on our socials. And then the one with us, it was Chewbacca at Disney.
To find a picture of me and Alec at Disney, then.
Yes. Do it. But yeah, so we do, and we choose an experience and setting that expectation too. Like if there's, like, we're going to try to find, ooh, we follow Disney food blog too, like, which has a lot of food at Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty self-explanatory. But like, and then we aren't eating everything cool we see, because we will see 100 cool things.
Mm-hmm.
But like choosing something, like I searched for those alien mochi because I saw it, or they had pork steam buns that were shaped like Mickey's hands, like the gloves. It was so good and so cute.
This is like that someone's crowning professional achievement. Like they're going to die happy knowing that they were the creator of the Mickey Mouse bow buns, and just like it's their gift to the world.
It's a beautiful gift.
Oh, park food,
love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's either fabulous or horrible. There's no in between,
and it's all expensive.
Yeah,
bring a refillable water bottle because you can fill that all over the place. Mm-hmm. At least at Busch, I'm sure every place, but like at Busch Gardens, you can just like skip the food line and go right up to their drink machine and just pour yourself water. Be like, I'm getting water. Yeah. And you can get ice then too, which is a big thing for me with hot summers, is we would put cold water bottles in the stroller with, especially when we had little babies, like
mm-hmm.
we were cooling off from the water bottles and drinking lots of water and wet rags.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem.
Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Towels draped over. In Virginia in the summer, it was over 100 heat index. And I mean, I had little babies. Like, my girls both did the theme park probably at a month or two old.
That's what happens when you're not the first child. Yeah. You're just along for the ride.
My first child also went to Disney at 3 months old, so I have no excuse. That's what happens when you're an adventure kid.
Yeah.
Anything else with food or drinks?
Don't think so. Even if you're going to buy food at the park, bring snacks.
Yeah.
Hangry children are not very agreeable. I'm not very agreeable when I'm hangry. So just being able to be like, okay, let's take a break. Let's eat a snack. Mm-hmm. Let's regroup. I'm all about snacks. We know this, but.
And like, it doesn't have to be like a special grocery trip too for snacks. Like, I've brought oranges and cheese and crackers and trail mix. I have this picture in my mind of you and me in the gazebo at Busch Gardens. Well, I was like goblin crouching, picking up all of the trail mix that my kids had spilled. It was like my cashews. Do whatever works for your family.
Yeah. Like,
bring whatever's around, put an ice pack in a soft cooler or lunchbox.
Mm-hmm.
Easy peasy. When they go, what's in here? You say, we have diet restrictions. If you have a baby, they don't even ask. I think they just assume that there's breast milk in there.
Yeah.
Cool. Let them assume whatever they want.
Yeah, I've had several people at Busch Gardens in particular, like when they see the cooler, they just assume, they straight up are like, oh, it's milk? Okay. I'm like, you haven't even opened it. It's not, but all right, fine.
There could be a con in there. There's not. There never is with us, but.
But there's also not milk in there. It's hummus.
And pre-cut veggies. Experiences. How do your kids do with experiences? Like, and by experiences, I mean like shows, parades, meet and greets, those extra things that are not rides or games at theme parks.
It has to be something they're already interested in, if that makes sense. Like in Disney, they were both willing to sit and wait for the Frozen show.
Oh.
If I asked them at Busch to sit and wait for a show, they would be like, no. There's like,
yeah,
there's nothing I want to see. So they have to really want it. But my middle is much better and much more willing to wait for things. I could probably easily convince her if I needed to sit and wait for something that's not super exciting to her. But my big would have to be like stoked about it to sit and wait.
We need, like, my crew needs a drive-by show. So, like, at Busch Gardens in the winter, they have all the big Christmas trees, and, like, every 15 minutes or 30 minutes, the trees do, like, a music light show.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no long wait. There's no big crowds. There's no seat to sit in. You just dance around Christmas trees. That is up my crew's alley. Or, like, when, like, random, if for some reason we're in the big Oktoberfest hall or something when they start a performance, like a singing thing, great. But they are not waiting, sitting and waiting to watch it. Mm-hmm. Or like there's different things, different people like dancing or singing or playing drums or something. I don't know. Weird things like that, that like people just like pop up and do.
Yeah.
Cool. My crew is good with that. Yes,
my kids both very much enjoy live music.
Yeah.
So if they happen upon that, they will also be very excited and they will then wait and participate. But they won't sit for 15 minutes waiting for it to happen.
And 15 minutes is a very short wait for a show. We've had to wait like, I think I waited. I convinced my kids to go to one, like, it was an acting, kind of singing, but mostly drama, a little bit of dance show at Busch Gardens. I think it was like 30 minutes long, which was hard for them to sit in, but the wait was probably an hour, 45 minutes to an hour.
Like waiting in line for it or waiting in the theater?
Both combined. Yeah, it was a lot.
Was it worth it?
That's a hard question to answer. I enjoyed it. I enjoy exposing my kids to the nerd, the music nerd. I love exposing my kids to those types of experiences, but the children's theater in town was a much better overall experience for that exposure to my kids than them being grumpy because we pulled them into this theater and it's not starting yet. And I mean, when we were waiting outside in the line, they were just running and I was with my husband, so he could run with them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I probably wouldn't. We hadn't done it again since then. They did like the Jack's Back or something like that in the Halloween. It was like as you're leaving. So in the fall, and this is another thing to watch out for, is Halloween programs. Like they get scary at the parks.
I'm avoiding Busch Gardens right now because it's already Halloween Scream.
Yeah.
And like I don't want any of that. My kids scare very easily.
The daytime, I've taken my kids in the daytime and it is very family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's like decorations, like weird, like scraps of fabric or like chains and things around, but it did not spook my kids, and my oldest especially spooks very easily. But on the way out, there was a performance with Jack, who's like the Jack-O-Lantern pumpkin head. And it was like a fun, like, I think it was in Ireland.
That's right.
No, that's Disney. They do not have rights for that.
Oh, right.
Okay. No, he's on stilts, like this big guy on stilts with a pumpkin for a head. And he's like singing about being back. And there's all the Irish dancers and things. And it's the spookiest that it got in the family hour.
Mm-hmm.
And my kid was very conflicted because he loves Halloween. He loves spooky things, but he gets spooked out very easily. But also there was singing and dancing.
How to decide.
And then we fled after that before anything. Like they have like all the announcements going up. They're like 30 minutes until Halloween Scream. Please take your children. That's
very helpful.
Yeah. But I've been at Universal. So we got married in October. So our honeymoon, we got married in October, and I think I took my honeymoon with my friend also in the fall because we did Universal and they were setting up for their Halloween stuff. And that was because Universal has The Walking Dead and things that got spooky.
Yeah.
Halloween on the High Seas Disney Cruise, magical. Nothing but magic.
Yeah.
But Universal, not so much. That got creepy.
It's not like too much.
So be mindful, of seasonal things like that too with little ones and experiences. Have you done any picture meet and greets with your kids? Do they enjoy that?
We did a couple in Disney. Yeah. It was still, I don't know if it's changed since then. We were there in 22, and there was still like some COVID-ness to things. So there weren't quite as many characters just like out and about. And I don't know if that's been a permanent change. Like if you wanted to see characters, you kind of needed to go
be intentional about it
to the meet and greets, as opposed to like what I remember from being a kid, where a lot of times characters were just out and about.
Yeah.
Which was fun and magical, as opposed to waiting in line. But we did wait in line to meet Anna and Elsa. that might have been it for characters that we waited for.
Okay.
Which again was like, they were willing to wait for Anna and Elsa. So
I love that. I have, again, my son was a potato when we did Disney. But I have the cutest picture of him with Mickey, and he loves it. He tells everyone about how he met Mickey Mouse.
That's so sweet.
And there's no way he remembers it. He's seen the picture, which is very sweet. But we also have like the orangutans from the Jungle Book. them. And then Indiana Jones. Like,
how delightful and random.
I know. And like, it was funny because they didn't know what to do with like this little baby. Like Indiana Jones was like talking to my husband like in character, and he's like, ah, like for the picture. Mind you that it was also in Japan. Like, I don't know. I think they have a lot of the same training and stuff, but it's not as intense as Disney World. Like,
yeah.
And a lot of times they're international people too. So, but they might not be international from America. So they might not be as accustomed to Americans. And in Japan, everything is just, oh, smile and say kawaii. Like, they aren't used to us crazy Americans.
How would you rate U.S. Disney versus Disney?
Disney Sea was so cool. So it has a port. It's kind of Epcot-ish, where there's different ports from around the world are highlighted with food and decoration and theme stuff. But then they also have this beautiful, huge Little Mermaid. Palooza. It's magical. And then their parade is in boats on the water, which is really cool, with a huge volcano that Maleficent in dragon form explodes out of at night.
Oh, well, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, like it's very over the top Disney. I do love that. I don't think anything can top Florida's Magic Kingdom. Like, it's just too iconic, you know? But yeah, but it's just a very different experience. It's very fun. I would love to go to every Disney around the world and compare them, because they're
so cool.
Because they are just so unique to each place too. And I mean, the cultural vibes are so different. Like, Japanese people in their like Disney bounding outfits is just so fun. But yeah. So we did meet and greets, but my oldest was easy at that age for it. And there weren't very long lines.
Yeah. Have you done any of the character stuff at like Busch Gardens or anything? I don't know.
Do they have characters?
I think they have like the Sesame Street characters.
Oh, yes. No, we have not done that. We've done like the story time where they get up on a stage and read, and that is exciting for my kids, but we haven't done the meet and greets. No. I think I've asked my kids a few times, like, oh, look, Cookie Monster's over there. You want to go see him? My oldest been like, nah. I want to go on the roller coaster again. Like, no, you don't. You don't like that.
You don't know what's good for you.
Go see Cookie Monster. It's better for you.
Um, But parades?
My kids love a parade.
Mm.
Like even locally, and like they love being a parade. They play parade. They love going to small local parades.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
It's big local parades. A parade? Oh my gosh. And if a parade had Mickey Mouse in it, like I'm pretty sure they would all just fall over and die happily.
I'm not entirely sure my kids have ever seen a parade anywhere. Because again, we're not sitting and waiting for things at the theme park, like where we have to sit and wait. So I don't think we did any at Disney. And I don't know if they've ever seen one like locally. I'm going to have to ask my big one tomorrow.
I think we did a divide and conquer. Even when my oldest was like 3 or 4 months old, like I think that he needed to go and like walk around. Like he did not do well with sitting and waiting for a parade. When it's like local town parades, oh, we dance, we socialize, we do all sorts of things. We sing, we are entertainment, whether you want it or not.
Yeah.
I imagine it would be the same. I'm very curious to know how my kids would respond to that. But they love, like, they love a parade, so I think that they would be willing to wait. Any other tips and tricks? You have a safety note here too. I want for you to talk about.
I have done Busch Gardens and Water Country a couple times by myself with my kids. And so as soon as we get there, I make sure that I point out with my kids, like, that's someone who works here, that's someone who works here, that's someone who works here. And I make sure they know like what their outfits look like, like the t-shirt they're wearing, or like I point out, oh, people who work here have a name badge that looks like that. If you need something, if you're in trouble, those are the helpers. Like those are the people you need to go to if you need something, if you're in trouble. And we review, like, if I can't see mommy, I need to stop. And I'm not like, I don't go find her. She will come find me.
Yeah.
When I am out and about in general with my kids, I give them a pretty long leash in terms of letting them wander and explore at the theme park. I am just not comfortable with that.
Yeah.
And so if they know that they need to be able to see me and hear me. Obviously in like my ideal world at the theme park, they would be walking next to me or holding my hand, but that's not always going to happen.
Yeah.
And I know that. And so that's kind of our middle ground there, is that they need to see me and hear me.
And in theme parks that aren't Disney, in the daytime is like, I feel comfortable letting my kids run ahead of me at Busch Gardens because it's not as busy and crowded. If I still see them and hear them, they can still see and hear me. But I don't think I would feel the same at a crowded place like Disney or Busch Gardens on the weekend. Nope. I don't think I even went to Busch Gardens on the weekend because that's a whole lot of nope for me. Trying to keep track of your kids, who mine are like similar, like, they have free spirits and they're used to being allowed to be free spirited.
Yeah. And I think that's a good, like, in general lesson for our kids, is that different places have different rules and expectations. Mm-hmm. I mean, my kids know that they have to act one way in church, which is not the same way they have to act at my mom's house, which is not the same way they have to act, like, at the park.
Yeah.
There are different expectations for different places. So it's a good lesson for them. It's a hard lesson to teach, but it's a good lesson for them to learn that we act differently at the theme park than we do at the playground.
Yeah.
There are different expectations there. Funnily enough, my kids were very into Dinosaur Train for a while. And there is, there's like a Dinosaur Train movie where they go to a park that's called Adventure Island. It's like a riff on Jurassic Park. It's cute. But they do a whole song and dance number in that about what to do if you get separated from your grown-up.
Ah. So
my kids watched that so many times that we will just sometimes just like sing through that scene. And it really just ticks all the boxes for me in terms of what I want to review with them for safety.
Hey.
Yeah. Very exciting when TV does something helpful for me.
Yeah, I've never gone over safety things with my kids. For that, like, that's a really good point about pointing out the uniforms, because that would, I put too much faith, I think, in humans. Allegedly, this podcast could just be titled like, is it just an advertisement for Disney? It is the happiest place in the world. Allegedly, a Disney employee will realize that your kid is lost before you will. They have cameras everywhere and teams that are on lost kid alert. Like, they are looking for kids separated from their parents, and they are tagging out employees to go and return them to their family. Sometimes before the parents even realize they're gone.
That doesn't surprise me. Like, of course Disney has that.
I mean, and they are, like, theme parks are meant for families for sure and young people, but Disney is meant for young children, like, is their target audience, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're going to be on top of everything with safety wise. Like, they don't want to get known as, like, because I mean, you think of theme parks and it's like, yeah, you have to be close to your grown up. This could be a dangerous situation. I've never thought that about Disney.
Mm.
I've never gone like, wow, Disney, like, be close to me. There's a lot of people. It could be unsafe. There is no connotation or association with that. For me,
mm-hmm.
with Disney, and they're working hard to make sure that nobody does have that negative association with them. And
it works.
It's a good place. I would be willing to drop my kids off at daycare on a Disney cruise, because why would it? Disney would do nothing bad with my kids. They are safe. Mickey's friends are safe. Also, my oldest only refers to Disney as the place where Mickey lives. Mickey's home. Because are we going to go to Mickey's house? And it takes me so long to realize what he's talking about.
I think technically, though, that is Disneyland, not Disney World.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Disneyland is inferior, though.
For sure.
Disney World is where it's at.
I say that as someone who's never been to Disneyland. Have you been?
No, I don't care to. I've gone to Disney World.
I don't need to. Unless we're going to go to all of the Disneys in the whole world.
Yeah, and then cool.
We'll go. Yeah.
I don't know, though. Like, if I go to American Disney, like, do I have to go to Disneyland, too? Or, like, I already went to the cooler one.
Maybe it's like an East Coast, West Coast thing, you know? It's a cultural thing.
Yeah. If I'm in California and the opportunity presents itself, I'm not going to say no to Disney. Ever. Another thing similarly to looking up where all of the kid-friendly rides are, mm-hmm. is also knowing where the family bathrooms and nursing rooms are.
Mm-hmm.
Because bathrooms can be stressful.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to be negative, but bathrooms are a high danger zone for children, for anybody, but also for children. And so I want to know, like, where changing tables are, where ideally where a family bathroom is. Usually the nursing rooms or, like, mother's rooms, family rooms will have at least a sink, if not a toilet as well. Maybe not, though. Maybe no toilet. Sink, no toilet. But there's always a changing station at a nursing room.
Yeah.
And they're usually near bathrooms, but a family restroom is the easiest for me to corral the children.
Yeah.
And then knowing, like, you know, what's around there, because I'm constantly communicating with my kids at those high sensory output places, like, or input. There's so much they're taking in. It's input.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, we're going to do this, then this, then this. You know, we're walking this way. We're walking through Germany. We're going to go on the plains, the Red Barons.
Yeah.
We're going to hit up the junior bumper cars, which is such an entertaining experience. If you do nothing else at Busch Gardens, go watch children who don't know how to drive and have no concept of hitting a gas pedal and trying to drive. Watch them all try to hit each other in bumper cars. It's wonderful. They don't move, but they want to real bad.
I feel like our kids couldn't figure it out when we all went together.
Yeah, which was highly entertaining. Watching the young Busch Gardens employees trying to communicate to children how to maneuver the cars. Entertaining. Yeah, so I'll tell my kids, like, we're doing this, we're doing that. Then we're going to stop at the bathroom, and I'm going to feed the baby, and you'll get a snack or something. Like, having those, like, we're doing this, this, this.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they see the basketball game that cost $5 per basketball,
oof.
I say, no, that's not on our plan. We gotta get to those bumper cars. Mom needs to watch these bumper cars. I need a comedic relief right now.
This is what I came for.
I have a video of it. I should share that too.
Yeah,
on our socials. Y'all follow us on social media. It'll be a good week, I think.
Nikki has been posting gold lately. I can tell you, gold.
My husband's toes.
I'm so glad that made it in. I was like, surely she's, yep, there they are.
He cannot hold up his foot for the podcast to see and not expect it to be seen. He doesn't know it's online yet.
Should we tell him?
Nope. I don't want to hear that lecture.
Good.
But yeah, we are at Adventure Mamas Podcast. Adventure.mamas.podcast.
That's the one.
On Instagram. Follow us there, or we are the Adventure Mamas on Facebook. And stay tuned, because I'm sure that other tips and tricks too will come to us along the way. Are there any other tips or tricks that you have for theme parks with kids? I love the theme park. Let me say this, like, we love it with the kids. I love it. I love taking my kids. I love when it's a special occasion, but I also love that we had passes and just went, and we didn't feel the pressure of having to do the whole park, because it wasn't like a family vacation. It was just like, oh, let's go walk. Tires your kids out.
Busch Gardens is, like, everything is so far. I feel like just walking from one thing to the next.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so spread out.
You're getting your steps in there. Mm-hmm. And there's some good hills. If you push that double stroller up some of those hills, work them glutes. It's a good day. But I don't feel the pressure to see everything and get on every ride. Like, there were many days that we just saw, in Busch Gardens, one or two countries. Mm-hmm. Because it is, for those of you who have not been there, it's broken up by countries is its theme. Several European countries.
Germany, France, England, Italy.
Canada.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snuck in there. It's called New France, though, there. Sesame Street. It's its own
also
land.
Also a country.
And Dragonland.
And Dragonland, which is also very fun.
Yeah.
It's just a big playground for the kids to play on. Oh, this is another tip, too, is to know where your exits are. So, like, Land of Dragons, playground, ropes. It's, like, up stairs and ropes, things that they can be climbing and all over. I cannot keep an eye on multiple kids in there, but I can mm-hmm. keep an eye on the exit. I know where the exits are, and I'm watching that. There's another area kind of close to there that has a bunch of, like, little kid rides, and it's not usually very busy. It's kind of tucked away. It's nothing that parents can go on the rides. And the lines are usually very short for those. So, like, I'm okay with my kids running from ride to ride, but I'm standing at the exit. Like,
yeah,
they aren't exiting this area. And I don't know where exactly they are in that area at all times, but they aren't leaving that area. I know mm-hmm. where the exits are.
Yeah.
And most of the time, most engineers that are making things for kids usually make those places a one exit type of place.
God bless those people.
Yeah.
I'm also still very much in the dressing my kids in bright clothes when we go places like a theme park.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be able to see them.
Yep.
As easily as possible.
My friend did this brilliant thing where she dresses her kids to match her so that she always knows what color they're wearing. So if she can't find them, she looks down and goes, kid in the blue shirt, khaki pants.
Very smart.
Yeah.
I've seen on social media people, when they go places, like, take a picture of their kid. So God forbid you need to know what your child is wearing and what you did their hair like, you have it.
That's brilliant. Have you written your phone number on your kid before?
I haven't, but we are working on memorizing it. That's something that I started with my kids very young, is I wanted them to know my first name and my husband's first name.
Yes.
And to know our phone numbers, because I didn't want them to be in a situation where they go, I can't find my mommy, and someone's trying to help them. Like, who's your mom? Mom.
Yeah.
So my kids know. Other grown-ups call my mom Ashley.
Yeah. That's exactly how we phrase it. We go, what do you call me? Mama. What does daddy call me? Nikki. Mm-hmm. Or they actually usually go, my dad calls you Nicole. Like, yeah, when he's being sassy, he calls me Nicole.
Right.
Which apparently is more often than I realized. So he calls me and goes, Nicole. He's actually, that's my how my grandma used to call me, and so he started doing it. But I mean, it's not bad for them to know that my legal name is Nicole.
All good information.
Yep. The phone number feels daunting for my kid to remember, but I've seen some people that will write it, like, on their kid's arms. I don't know how I mm-hmm. feel about that, but I feel like I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'll put a business card in their pocket for the Adventure Mamas podcast.
It's all about the Adventure Mamas podcast. And on the very bottom, if my child is lost,
follow us on Instagram and then call this phone number.
We will send you our phone number once you follow us on Instagram.
No, it's like a riddle. Nobody. You cannot contact us on the phone. Through Instagram. But if you do find my child, please send me a DM. I don't know. This is
I think we're going to have to edit this out.
If child is found, please email us at adventuremamaspodcast@gmail.com.
Quickest way to reach us.
You know that if I see an email come through on Adventure Mama's podcast, I might reply quicker than a text. Very excited about emails.
Do you have any other theme park thoughts?
I don't think so. Do it. Make that memory with your family.
Yeah. They're sweet. They're good memories.
They are. It's so much fun. It's so much fun to see their faces light up.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes people get caught up on this mindset of like, if I can't do it all, I'm not going to do any of it. But our kids don't know what all is. My kids don't know what a week in Disney in one of their big resorts doing every park is. Like, and so when we do Disney, we probably most likely aren't going to be able to do that, but I might do Magic Kingdom mm-hmm. with them, and that will be magical for them, and they don't know that there's other experiences out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they aren't comparing. We are, and we don't need to, because it's going to be magic for them, and it's going to be magic for your family regardless. So just do the thing still. Do it in whatever capacity you can. So that's all for today. Next week, we do have we were grown women who planned. next week, I do not remember the plan, though. Do you know what we're talking about next week, Ash?
I could find it.
While she finds that, follow us on Instagram. adventure.mamas.podcast. Email us adventuremamaspodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, The Adventure Mamas. This is where I get twisted up. Facebook has the other ones do not. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us your adventures. I want to hear what you guys are doing for adventures, or what you want to hear us talk about. What adventure are you like, I need encouragement or inspiration to do XYZ. Let us know.
And tune in next week for us to talk about safety. We're going to do a whole episode about safety.
Huzzah. Yeah. All right. Until next time, happy adventuring.
Happy adventuring.